Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and welcome to your news report. Today, we're bringing a variety of stories ranging from national park updates and county government updates to stories of appreciation for the community. Hey, if you want to stay up to date with all things Eastern Sierra, be sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on social media. Thanks to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's show. If you're preparing for your next outdoor adventure, they're the best place to buy clothes that live and breathe that Eastern Sierra life. You know, so you can too. Or at least pretend to. And if you were looking for the perfect snack to go with today's news, we may just have the perfect solution for you. Today is National Homemade Soup Day. I do that a lot, surprisingly, lately. That's kind of been my midlife crisis hobby. So snagging on a delicious soup doubles as celebrating a national holiday. Hey, let's get into the news. Good news down in Death Valley. South Badwater Road has reopened over the weekend following a long closure due to extensive flood and storm damage. Piles of rocks and sand up to 5 feet tall in some areas created unique challenges for the crews clearing the area. Although the road has reopened, damage is visible and hazards may present themselves to drivers. Superintendent Mike Reynolds added, "We are pleased to reopen South Badwater Road, but there is still work to be done. South Badwater Road is once again ready to be traveled on, but remember to be cautious and respect the majesty of Death Valley. Enjoy your travels." Cal Fire and local partners have launched a prescribed burn in the Independence area aimed at reducing hazardous vegetation and supporting long-term wildfire resilience. The operation began yesterday and is expected to continue through Saturday, with smoke visible across the region during that time. Fire officials say smoke impacts are being monitored using multiple air quality sensors throughout the valley, and that changing weather conditions could affect the burn schedule. Motorists along US 395 may see signs advising on the artesian burn, and public safety officials ask residents not to report routine smoke to emergency dispatch. Prescribed burns are a planned part of vegetation management, and helicopters are assisting with aerial reconnaissance and safe operations. We'll keep you updated if there are any changes to the advisory. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, "Yeah, I've summited something." Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock. In November of last year, the Pack Fire ignited near Crowley Lake, burning a number of houses in the area and affecting numerous families and businesses. Following the destruction, the Mammoth Lake Chamber of Commerce, through the Mammoth Community Foundation, created the McGee Creek Pack Fire Relief Fund, raising $226,880 in donations and thousands more in gift cards over the next few weeks. This money went towards supporting the affected families, with each receiving just under $10,000. Tom Bissell, the executive director of the Mammoth Mountain Community Foundation, noted the response to the McGee Creek Pack Fire was a powerful reminder of what this community is capable of when we come together. The families involved and the Chamber of Commerce expressed their deepest gratitude to the community and everyone who came together to donate and support those affected by the fire. In preparation for Women's Appreciation Month this March, State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill is looking to recognize a member of our community. Eligible nominees should be current veterans whose work to support and advocate for military personnel and veterans. If you have someone in mind, submit a resume, biography, or list of accomplishments in addition to a letter of recommendation from a local elected official. All submissions must be completed by February 10th at 5 p.m. This is a wonderful opportunity to recognize those who make our community so great. An Inyo County Recycling and Waste Management announcement reminds residents that a household hazardous waste collection event is scheduled this Saturday, February 7th at the Big Pine Transfer Station. The event runs from 9 a.m. until noon, and during that time, fees for disposing household hazardous waste will be waived. Regular charges will still apply for other types of disposal events like this. Provide a safe way for residents to dispose of materials that shouldn't go in regular trash or recycling, helping protect community health and the environment. Details on what items are accepted and any restrictions can be found through Inyo County's Solid Waste Services. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds, and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? there. Local events, also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Let's see what updates have in our local sports section today, shall we? Sponsored as always by the incredible Copper Top Barbecue. You won't find better barbecue anywhere along 395. The Bishop Broncos boys varsity basketball team traveled to Rosamond and came away with a 67-58 victory in a hard-fought double overtime matchup. Both teams entered the game with identical 8-3 league records, so playoff seeding was on the line. Bishop led at the half, but Rosamond forced extra time before the Broncos pulled away in the second OT with strong defense and key turnovers. Top scorers for Bishop included Will Kemp, 18, Dom Dondero, 17, Carlos Suarez, 16. The Broncos return home Friday against the Desert Scorpions before closing the regular season versus Cal City Ravens. On the field, the Bishop Broncos girls varsity soccer team also came away with a strong result against Rosamond, securing a decisive shutout victory in their most recent matchup. The Broncos controlled the game from start to finish and held Rosamond scoreless en route to win, extending their momentum as the season moves forward. Once again, thank you Copper Top Barbecue for sponsoring this section. Be sure to check out all they have to offer at coppertopbarbecue.com.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Hey, let's head up to Mammoth Mountain now. Today, we're looking at clear skies and beautiful skiing conditions. There are 178 trails open today with 24 lifts to help you access all the mountain had to offer. The base depth is holding steady at respectable 62 inches with variable conditions across the mountain. Recent wind gusts have left some quality and wind buffs, making dropout chutes a great starting point. As a reminder, the parking lot at Stump Alley Express will be closed through tomorrow, so be sure to plan accordingly. We're looking forward to numerous bluebird days this week, so be sure to plan ahead and make the most of the winter season while it lasts. Now for a look at this week's weather. We're starting out in Bishop, which is bringing sunny skies and high temps in the low 70s. Lows will drop to the low 30s this evening, but everything is expected to remain temperate. Tomorrow, expect more sunshine and highs in the upper 60s. Nighttime lows will hover around the upper 30s, and on Friday, expect some cloudy skies to stop by, bringing highs to the upper 50s and lows in the low 30s. Up in Mammoth, expect sunny skies today with highs in the low 40s and lows in the upper teens. Tomorrow, bring more sunshine and highs in the mid 40s. Lows are expected to increase to the low 20s tomorrow evening, and on Friday, a mix of snow and rain is expected with highs in the low 30s and lows in the upper teens again. So you can expect a beautiful week ahead. Makes you wonder if it's even still winter. The groundhog thinks so. That's all we have for today. Thanks for stopping by, and if you enjoyed what you saw, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, following us on social media, and maybe even add a comment sharing your favorite soup recipe. I mean, I'm kind of accepting recipes at this point. And since we're now in February, I'd like to take a quick moment to appreciate last month's Epic Eats winner, Indiego Tasting House in Bishop and the Mono Inn for the Mammoth area. Give these new champs some love and be sure to check out the runners-up from last month. And while you're at it, take part in the February Epic Eats poll where we're searching for the best pizza places in the area. Thanks again to Faultline 395 for sponsoring this show and helping us rep the region. We'll see you next time.